Today we are going to pray for Yucca Valley. Unique name, yes? It's an incorporated town that's located 17 miles west of 29 Palms, 27 miles north of Palm Springs, south of Barstow. It's off the 247 and 55 miles east of San Bernardino. It's bordered in the west by the San Bernardino Mountains and the south by the Joshua Tree National Park. It's located in the Mojave Desert at about 3,300 feet elevation. There's about 22,000 people there. The median age is 42. Male to female ratio is 1:1. 58% are married. 45% have children at home. 88% speak English. 8% speak Spanish. 62% are white. 17% Hispanic. 6% Black. 3% American Indian, 2% Asian, and 10% other. 66% of the people own their home, 88% have a high school graduation, 12% have some college. The average household income is $44,000. The average per person is $27,000. There are 2,200 veterans living there. Norman J. Essick was a key player in the history, and in the late 1950s, in working toward establishing as a place, Yucca Valley, for entertaining celebrities to come and live in privacy. He personally acquired hundreds of acres of land during this time and owned and ran Glen Realty. He helped to put in the main roads running through the town off 62. He was personal friends with Jimmy Van Heusen, the composer, and gave him prime real estate in Yucca Valley to build his house, which can still be seen today atop the highest hill in the center of the town. Earthquakes affected this area. In 1992, three large earthquakes occurred near the city, a 6.1 in Joshua Tree, 7.3 in Landers, 6.5 in Big Bear, and a 7.1 in Hector Mine. These all happened in the 1990s, and it affected the town. In 2006, a wildfire started by lightning raced through neighboring Pioneer Town. The blaze, named the Sawtooth Complex Fire, also burned into Yucca Valley and nearby Morongo Valley and destroyed about 64,000 acres. The Yucca Valley is home to the geoglyph Atlati by artist Andrew Rogers. And it also has a beautiful place called the Desert Christ. Let me make sure I get the name right here. Yep, Desert Christ Park. These huge cemented sculptures of Jesus in various scenarios, and when he was welcoming children, when he was coming out of his gravesite, as resurrection. I mean, just an amazing park to go visit. It's free to visit, so highly recommend that. So that's another thing, and the way they got the Christ to come there, because they wanted to put it on the Grand Canyon and couldn't because of church and state. California heard about it and said, oh, we'll take it here. And a gentleman drove it out back in the day. And it took them a while, but they got it to this particular location. So, Father God, we pray for Yucca Valley. We pray for the drought. We pray that right now that they're experiencing, we pray for them to be able to find creative ways to find water and to help the people save water in the midst of this. We pray for the fires, that they would not erupt and break out in this area. We pray for earthquakes, God, that people would prepare for them and would find ways to come together in the midst of all of that. We also pray, Father, for the city council that exists overseeing this town. And we pray that they would do it with ethics and creativity and high morals and high standards and not abuse the power, the authority, or the income. And they would find ways to be helpful for this particular area that has quite a few Christian schools. It's overseen by the public schools are overseen by the Morongo Unified School District, which includes Yucca Valley Elementary, Middle, and High, and the La Contenta Middle, Orange Elementary, Black Rock High. Then there are the Christian ones. There's a Christians, Joshua Springs Christian School, Calvary Baptist Church, Our Lady of the Desert Elementary, Grace Christian, which is amazing here, and the Calvary Bible Institute. So God, we pray that you would bless the Christian schools and they would increase, especially if the public schools are teaching things that are not appropriate. So Father, we pray for parents to stand up against that and to take action. And we pray for teachers to rise up and speak the truth and not confuse the students. We pray for students to be bold in their sharing of their faith. We pray for the crime issues. That's an overall crime of C-. It occurs every 9 hours. The violent crime D, property crime C, other crime D. Top issues are drugs, burglary, vandalism, theft, and vehicle theft. Not super high in percentage, but definitely a need for praying that those would decrease and that people would have to be held accountable for their actions, but more importantly, God, that they would pay back that which they steal, and they would find ways to be rehabilitated and delivered from their drug crime issues. We pray for the poverty rate, which is 6% above California average at 21%. We pray, God, and more females, 28% versus 17% of males, are dealing with it. And it's pretty much the working class, 18 to 59 years old, that are dealing with this issue. So we pray for economic recovery. We pray for businesses. We pray for creative ways to find new jobs. We pray for people to have that churches would rise up and teach how to manage finances in a way that would be productive. We pray for the Desert Christ Park and the High Desert Nature Museum that are points of interest in the area. And we ask, God, that you would help them to be fruitful, have great visitors, lots of tourists come, and just even people from the area, because I know even the schools visit the area, and that it would really minister to people, especially the Desert Christ Park, and just the idea of Jesus overseeing the high desert. We pray, God, for all the churches. It's quite a list. Some are Christian. Some may not preach the gospel, but these are the churches that the people in this area would look to. So, Father, we pray for the ones that do preach the gospel to grow. We pray for those pastors to connect and pray and build unifying relationships, even with those that aren't, just so that they can try to reach them. We pray, God, for intercessors who are residents to claim this area for Christ, to build on the many Christian schools that children will grow up to serve the Lord and not depart from it when they get older. We pray that they have boldness in sharing their faith, all those that believe. We pray for laborers for the harvest. We pray for a harvest. We pray for many ways that the churches will help the poor and help them get out of poverty. We pray for Bible studies weekly for fellowship, transparency, and accountability. We pray for prayer groups in each church that preaches the gospel. And we pray for transformed lives, and as a result, a community that is reformed. In Jesus' name.